ready to get started again. Praise the Lord. Savior above, that's the wonderful story.
我认为我们已经准备好了，就是赞美主。我们今天开始的是天上的救主。
But can you understand it?
你能理解吗?
Why would the Savior above leave heaven?
为什么天上的救主要离开天堂呢?
To come down here.
来到这里来了?
Sometimes when we were younger, we used to travel. Sometimes we would drive to California and back.
因为我们还年轻时候呢，我们经常去旅行。有时候我们会开车去到加利福尼亚。
And that was in the days before I-5.
就是那个，那就是在那个 I-5 之前。
So instead of driving down the main highway, we would drive through all the small towns between here and California.
那个是I-5是个高速公路，他那时候没有高速公路，所以他们呢就没有开车，就是开车经过所有的小路，经过沿途的很多小城小镇。And
we drive through some towns, we'd look around, we'd say, I'd kind of like to live here. This is a nice place to live.
所以我们开车经过一些小镇的时候呢，我说这个地方太好了，我们喜欢住在这里。And
then sometimes we drive through somewhere else and we'd say, I wouldn't want to live here.
所以有时候我们开始经过一些其他地方呢，说呢，我不想住在这个地方。Can
you understand why Jesus would want to come down here?
所以你能够理解为什么主耶稣基督他愿意来到我们这里吗?
This really isn't the most pleasant place to live.
这个并不是一个更愉快的地方去居住。You
and I have problems. How much more would he have problems living here?
你我都有麻烦住在这里，那他有多大的麻烦住在这里呢？
But he came.
但是他还是来了。And
that just overwhelms us. We say, how is it that you could love me?
这对我们是一种压倒性的，我们说呢，您怎么可能爱我们呢？
And so we're going to sing another one now, and it's a little chorus, and it simply says, Jesus loves the little ones like me.
我们要唱另外一首小歌，这个歌呢，它的意思就是主耶稣基督爱一个像我这样的小小的人。And
it's true, we're just like little babies in his presence. We're like infants.
所以在他面前呢，这也确实是我们就像一些小婴儿一样，我们就像个婴儿。But
he has chosen to love us, and we are absolutely amazed.
所以呢，他选择爱我们，我们绝对的就是惊奇。So
the very simple thing, Jesus loves the little ones like me sat upon his knee. Jesus loves the little ones like me.
所以一个非常简单的主题，耶稣爱一个像我这样的小小的人，像我这样小小的人，像我这样坐在他的膝盖上，主耶稣基督爱一个像我这样小小的人。
And it's very simple. You'll learn it really quickly. We're going to sing it.
现在非常简单，你会很快的学会。我们来唱。
Jesus loves the little ones like me. Jesus loves the little ones like me. Little ones like me stand upon his knee. Jesus loves the little ones like me. One more time. Jesus loves the little ones like me. Jesus loves the little ones like me. Little ones like me stand upon his knee. Jesus loves little ones like me, me, me. All right, the second verse just flips it over, and it says, Jesus loves the little ones like you.
所以呢，第二段呢就稍微的翻转了一下，就是主耶稣要爱一个像你那样的小小的。
Frankly, I find it easier to believe the second verse than the first verse.
坦率说，对我来说呢，我很容易去相信第二段和而不是第一段。But
it's wonderful. He loves me and he loves you.
这是非常奇妙的，他爱我也爱你。Little
ones like you, he loves them through and through. Jesus loves the little ones like me and you.
所以呢，就像一个小的小小的你，他爱你呢，通过他们呢，也通过不断的经过，那么主一句都爱一个像你这样的小小的你，小小的我。Okay,
so this time through the whole thing, verses 1 and 2. Jesus loves the little ones like me. Jesus loves the little ones like me, me, me. Little ones like me stand upon his knee. Jesus loves the little ones like me, me, me. Jesus loves the little ones like you, you, you. Jesus loves the little ones like you, you, you. Little ones like me, he loves them through and through. Jesus loves the little ones like you, you, you. Jesus loves the little ones like me. Jesus loves the little ones like me. Little ones like me stand upon his knee. Jesus loves the little ones like me, 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 me. Very good. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
非常好，赞美主，谢谢大家。Now
I've learned, you may have learned it too, but if you sing a piece often enough, you sing it in the middle of the night.
Amen.
And so sing it over and over and over till you sing it in the middle of the night.
因为我学会了，就是说是你们也可能也会学到，就是说是如果你去唱一个小小的赞美诗的话，那么说那你一直唱，唱到呢，就是说是你甚至半夜起来你都唱，所以你们要一直唱，唱到你半夜起来唱。So
if you have trouble going to sleep at night, you can just sing that piece.
你今天晚上，如果你晚上睡不着觉的话，你可以唱这首歌。
And even if you don't go to sleep, you'll end up with a smile on your face.
就算你还没睡着，但是你起码你脸上呢有了笑容。Imagine
Jesus loves the little ones like me.
非常的神奇，你去想象一下，那主耶稣基督爱一个像我这样的小小的人。I
pulled this off the piano because I thought maybe we would sing it, but I don't even know if it's in the book.
因为我们这个呢，就是书从那个钢琴上拿进来，我觉得我们有可能要去唱了，但是呢，我还是没有在那里找到。My
Savior to Calvary go, I don't see it here. Okay, I thought there's a beautiful hymn, and I wanted to read the words because I haven't memorized them, but it's not in that book, so.
因为就是我觉得那里面有很美的一首歌呢，我准备去引用歌词，因为呢，我还没记住那个歌词，但是我词没有找到。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
You're not surprised if I tell you that Hebrews chapter 12 comes immediately after Hebrews chapter 11.
因为就是如果你不会感到惊奇，如果我告诉你说希伯来书十二章紧接着第十一章。
And it tells the Hebrews 11 tells the story of these wonderful men and women of God who believe God and God bless them. They're our heroes.
约希伯来书第十一章告诉我们的这些就是奇妙的这些男的女的，他们相信神，相信神呢，神呢赐福给他们，他们都是英雄。
Hebrews chapter 12, let's read the first couple of verses.
约希伯来书那就是第十二章，让我们来一起读一下一二节。
The writer to the Hebrews says, Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
基本来说第十二章第一节说，我们既有这么许多的见证人如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐跑那摆在我们面前的赛程。
So it's basically saying we should be like Moses and Abraham and David and the others we read about in this great list of outstanding men and women of God.
因为基本上告诉我们呢，我们要像那个像摩西啊，还有那个就亚伯拉罕，还有大卫王那样的人，对啊，我们要像学习他们那样是属神的那样的人。
Verse 1 says, let us run with endurance the race that's set before us.
所以呢，就是第一节说呢，我们要存心忍耐跑了摆在我们前头的赛程。
When I was a child, I used to run races.
因为当我还是个小孩的时候，我通常呢去赛跑。
And the shorter the race, the better I liked it.
所以呢，就是那短跑呢是我最喜欢的。
Sometimes we would run a race, we'd have to go halfway across the field.
因为有时候呢，我们就跑一个赛程呢，我们跑到一半呢，我们就要抄近路。
I liked that race better than the one where you had to go all the way across the field.
所以呢，我就是说是我喜欢那样的一个方式呢，就是我比我跑要所有的全程都跑完要好。
Then they told me about a marathon.
然后他们告诉我马拉松。
A marathon is it 28 kilometers or 28 miles?
所以呢，就是那个马拉松是相当于呢就是28英里左右。
I said I'm not interested.
他说我不感兴趣。
I never have run that race.
我从来没有去跑过那个跑步。
Too hard.
太难了。
But what about the Christian race?
那么基督徒的赛跑是什么样的？
Sometimes the Christian race is really easy.
有时候呢，基督徒的赛跑是非常简单。
But usually, sooner or later, the Christian race gets to be hard. And there's difficult days along the way.
所以呢，不管迟迟早早，基督徒的那个赛跑呢，会变得非常的难，因为呢，后面呢有很多的情况摆在前面。
So why do we keep running the Christian race if some days it gets hard?
那为什么我们要继续呢赛跑那个基督徒的赛跑呢？因为有些日子呢会变得艰难呢。
And the answer is because we're looking to Jesus. That's verse 2.
你答案是呢，我们要仰望主耶稣，这是第二节。
Looking unto Jesus.
仰望耶稣。
They tell me about farming. I've never been a farmer, but I learned a little bit about it.
他们呢告诉我们就是农场，我从来没有成为一个农民，但是我从来也没有去学会怎么种。
And in the springtime,In late April and early May, if you're going to be a good corn farmer, you have got to go out and plow the field.
因为在春季的时候，就是在四月份的末尾、五月初之间呢，如果你要是一个玉米的种玉米的农民呢，要开始去犁地。
And sometimes when you look at some field that's been plowed, you can see the row of corn.Or whatever it is, you can see the plowing in the row, and the rows are very, very straight. Plow as the plow has plowed a very straight line.
因为里面有时候呢，你去看那些玉米地跑过的，就犁过的，你会发现中间那有那个沟呢，那沟呢不管是怎么样的一排或者玉米或者什么，你发现那个犁过的那个沟呢非常的直。And
frankly, if you look at a field like that as you're driving by, as I often do, you marvel. Those fields look beautiful. Every line absolutely perfect one after another.
因为里面，如果你开车经过那个地方呢，我经常呢开车经过过，你看那个地呢，你就发现的呢，每一条线呢都是完美的，在那里非常的漂亮，完美的排列着。So
when a man first gets into his tractor and learns how to drive, they say to him, "Now you got to make sure you plow a straight furrow."
因为这个里面呢，就是一个人呢，首先呢坐在拖拉机上学会第一次学会那个刨地犁地的时候呢，那他们告诉他说，你要犁地的时候呢，你要首先学会你要一直笔直的走到很远。And
so they tell him the trick. They say, what you do is you look straight ahead and you pick out something a long way away and you drive right for that point. You never change. You're just always going for that point way out there.
别人他们告诉他让你给诀窍，他诀窍说呢，如果你开车离地的话呢，你要看一个非常非常远的一个地方，然后你一直盯着那个远的地方那个点往前开，那么说你离的地呢就非常直。So
if you did that consistently, you'd have a straight line.
所以呢，如果你继续那么做下去的话呢，你有一条直线。But
if you took your eyes off and you look at something over there and then something over there, what would your line look like?
所以呢，是如果你一下呢，就是看到旁边，看到这边，看到那边的嘛，你的那个线会是什么样的？有点弯弯曲曲。Now
that's the way it is in the Christian life.
这就是基督徒的那个人生里的路。We
carry on. Our eyes are on Jesus, and a problem arises here, a problem arises there, but we've got our eyes on Jesus. We keep on going. We're following Him.
所以呢，就是说是我们呢，就是说是继续我们的人生呢，我们仰望主耶稣基督，这样一直望着主耶稣。那么说这里出现一点问题，那里出现一点问题的话呢，如果我们一直望着主耶稣基督，我们就一直往前走。So
looking, sorry, look again at verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
再次来看第二节，第二节说：仰望我们信心的创始者和成就者耶稣，他因摆在他前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右手边。So
this verse says several things about Jesus. Number one, he was the author of our faith.
所以呢，这个经文呢讲了几点关于主耶稣基督。第一个呢，他是我们信心的创始者。That's
what's that mean? That means that he planned what he was going to do, and then he started to do it.
所以这个意味着什么呢？意味着呢，他计划呢要去做什么事情，他就开始做了。And
that was in order to save us.
这样呢，就是为了拯救我们。
But he wasn't just the planner, the beginner, the author of our faith. He was the finisher of our faith.
但是呢，他不仅仅只是说是我们的那个计划的开始者和创始者，他同样呢是我们的信心的成就者。Why
did he finish the faith?
为什么要成就信心呢？
He did finish the faith. He had to go all the way to the cross to finish the faith. Why didn't he go home before the cross?
所以呢，他确实呢成就了我们的信心呢，因为呢他要一直走到十字架。为什么他在十字架之前呢他不回家呢？
Why didn't he go home before he went to the cross?
所以呢，为什么他不回家，在他去上十字架之前？
So I want you to answer that question for me. Why didn't he go home before he went to the cross?
你们大家回答我这个问题，他为什么在走上十字架之前他不回家呢？
That is an ESL question.
这是个ESL的问题。
Okay, sorry, right there.
就在下面。
For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
所以他因摆在前面的喜乐就忍受了十字架。
That's the only reason he went to the cross. He went to the cross because the reward for going to the cross was so wonderful. For the joy of what was going to happen when he went to the cross, he went to the cross.
所以这个里面就是非常简单，他那上十字架，他忍受的十字架呢，是因为那个前面的奖赏非常的大，他上的十字架的那样的奖赏呢，就是喜乐，就这么大的喜乐让他呢忍受了十字架。
What was that joy?
那个喜乐是什么呢？
That he could be with me.
这样的。
Could be with you. We could all go to heaven to be with him.
所以呢，他能够与我同在，他能够与你们同在，这样呢，我们可以所有的都去到天堂与他同在。
Love is a wonderful thing.
爱是一件奇妙的事情。
And Jesus loves me, and Jesus loves you enough.
所以主耶稣基督爱我，主耶稣基督爱你们，这就足够了。
Do you think Jesus is looking forward to the rapture?
所以你认为主耶稣基督他在盼望着那个教会被提吗？
The Bible says that soon, those of us who love Jesus, we're all going to go up towards heaven, and we're going to meet Jesus in the air, and we're all going to go up together. Do you think that's going to be an exciting day?
所以呢，圣经告诉我们，所有相信主耶稣基督的人呢，我们有一天呢，都会升到空中，升到空中呢，与主耶稣基督在空中相遇。你认为那是一个非常令人激动兴奋的一天吗
？Raise your hand if you'd like that to be tomorrow.
所以呢，如果你想明天发生，就举手。
Okay. Norma says no today.
Norma 说不，今天。
Okay.Do you think Jesus would like that to be today or tomorrow?
因为主耶稣基督他想要是今天或者是明天啊。
Absolutely amazing. Jesus endured the cross because of the joy that he was going to get when you put your faith in him and go to heaven to be with him.
所以这个呢是绝对神奇的，就神奇的那主耶稣的忍受的十字架，是因为摆着他前面的喜乐，那个喜乐就是有一天呢，你我呢都能够去到天上去和他同在。
Why did the shepherd go after the lost sheep?
所以那个牧者呢，为什么要去寻找迷失的羔羊呢？
Answer, because he got his lost sheep, he put him on his shoulders, he was rejoicing, and he said to his friends when he got home, come on with me, we're going to have a great big party, I found my sheep.
因为呢他去寻找那种迷失的羊，迷失的，找到以后呢他把它扛在肩上，扛在肩上呢回到去找他的朋友们，他开了一个非常大的聚会，他说他们要一起喜乐，一起欢乐，因为我找到了我失去的羊。
And the father sees the son come back. He rejoices. He throws his arms around him. He puts him on his shoulders. He takes him home. He says, let's have a great big party. My son was lost and is found. He was dead. He's alive.
所以那个父亲就是看到那个浪子回来以后呢，就伸出他的双臂影抱着他，把他带回家。带回家呢，就是说是开了一个非常丰盛的大的宴会。然后他说呢，我的儿子曾经失丧，现在我找到他了。
Jesus loves me.
主耶稣基督爱我。
Can you understand why Jesus loved Elijah, or Elisha, or Abraham?Or David, can you understand that?
所以呢，你能够理解主耶稣基督爱那个亚伯以利亚、以利沙、亚伯拉罕、大卫，你理解这一点吗
？You say, "Oh yeah, I can understand that. They were great men. They were wonderful men."
你说是，我非常理解，因为他们都是一些伟大的人，他们是奇妙的人。
Can you understand why Jesus loves you?
你可以理解主耶稣基督为什么爱你吗
？Oh, you say if I were like David, if I were like Elijah, I know he would love me then, but I'm just a little one.
你说呢？如果说是我像大卫王那样，我像以利亚那样，那他会爱我，但是我却是个小人物。
You remember the story of Mephibosheth, do you, in the Bible?
你们大家都记得在圣经里面这个 Mephibosheth 的那个故事吗？
He was the king's grandson.
他是那个王的孙子。
And the king was set aside, Saul was set aside, and David took the throne, and the new king usually kills everybody associated with the old king, doesn't he?
所以呢，扫罗王呢，他被推翻，推翻那个大卫王呢，坐在王座上。那么这通常呢，一个王朝更替的时候，他们把前朝那些人呢都杀了。你能理解这一点吧？
And a new political ruler comes in. What's he do? He brings in all his old men. He gets rid of all the other guys.
所以呢，一个新的政客他统治的时候，那他第一件做的什么事情呢？就是把他周围跟他亲近的人都招来，把过去的那旧人呢都赶走。
So there's this fellow Mephibosheth. He's a little boy, and the new king comes in, and the family run away from the new king.
所以这个叫 Mephibosheth 呢，他的是一个小孩，小孩，但是呢，那个就是说是那个新王来了以后呢，他的那个整个的家人呢都逃避，躲得很远。
And in this particular story, Mephibosheth's nurse takes him all the way to a little place called Lodebar.
因为就是这个特别的故事呢 ，Mephibosheth 呢，就是当新王来的时候呢，他的保姆把他带到一个地方叫 Lodebar.
And it's about as far away as you can get.
就是你能够逃到最远的地方。
And the name of the place is No Pasture.
所以呢，那个地方的名字叫没有草场。
Well, frankly, you're going to have a hard time enjoying supper if there's no pasture out there.
所以呢，坦率说呢，就是说你很难去享受你的晚餐，如果在那个地方呢没有草场。
It was one of the places you drive through and you say, I don't want to live here.
这是其中的一个地方，如果你开车经过说呢，我不想住在这里。
And in the process of running away, the nurse dropped Mephibosheth. He landed on his legs, broke both his legs, and he never was able to walk properly again.
因为里面呢，就是在他们逃跑的那个过程路上呢，他的保姆呢把他掉在地上去了，掉地上去呢，他的一条腿和两条腿呢，当时呢都受了伤，他就不能再正常行走了。
And King David says, I want to find somebody that I can love.
所以大卫王说呢，我要找到一个我可以爱的人。
Are there any little ones out there that I could love?
那里有没有小小的孩子我可以去爱的呢？
David said to Mephibosheth, when he found out about him, he said, Mephibosheth, I want you to leave that town. I want you to move all the way into Jerusalem.
所以呢，大卫王呢，他找到那个 Mephibosheth 以后呢，他说呢，我要你离开那个地方，一路来到这里住在耶路撒冷。
And he said, Mephibosheth, I want you to live not just in Jerusalem, I want you to live in my palace.
就是说跟那个 Mephibosheth 说呢，我不仅仅要你住在耶路撒冷城，我要你住在我的宫殿里。
And he doesn't just say to him, Mephibosheth, I will provide you food every day.
他不仅仅只是在他说呢 Mephibosheth, 我可以供应你每天的食物。
But he said, Mephibosheth, I want you to eat at my table.
所以他跟 Mephibosheth 说呢，我要你与我同桌吃饭。
Not once, Mephibosheth. I want you to eat at my table every day.
但是 Mephibosheth 不是吃一次，我要你每天都与我同吃。
What do you think Mephibosheth might have said?
你认为 Mephibosheth 会说什么呢？
He might have said, does David really love the little people like me?
他会说呢，大卫王真的爱一个像我这样的小人物吗？
And I believe God put that in the Bible for us to cause us to remember, Jesus loves the little ones like you, he loves the little ones like me.
所以我认为神呢，把这个故事放在圣经里呢，是要提醒我们，主耶稣基督呢，爱我这样一个小人物，也爱你们这样的一些小人物。
So you and I say, I can't understand that.
因为说呢，我理解不了这一点。
But I sure like the story.
我肯定喜欢这个故事。
Do you know You don't have to understand everything to enjoy everything.
你有没有知道呢? 就是你不用理解那个每一件事，你就可以去享受它了。
And I think it's possible that when you get to heaven, you'll be there a long time, and you still won't understand why Jesus would ever love you, why he would ever love me.
因为我很确定，就算你去了天堂，在那个待了很久，你仍然不能完全理解主耶稣基督为什么要爱我，主耶稣基督为什么要爱你。
But the fact is, Jesus loves the little ones, like you and me.
事实上呢，主耶稣基督呢爱像你我这样的小人物。The
little chorus goes like this: All the way to Calvary, he went for me.
所以这个小小赞美诗这么说呢，他一路为我去到了格格他。He
died to set me free.
他呢，为了让我得自由，为我而死。Hallelujah,
let's pray and say thank you.
Hallelujah, 让我们来祷告说感谢。Lord,
we are thankful that you love us.
主啊，我们非常感恩呢，您爱我们。Hard
for us to understand how you could love the big guys, but how you could love the little people like us, we don't understand.
因为就是很容易理解你爱那些大人物，但是呢，就是对我们来说呢，爱我们这样的小人物呢，比较难理解，我们理解不了。Lord,
the verse in Hebrew says, because you loved us, you endured the cross.
所以主要那个就是说是那个圣经经文说呢，因为您爱我们，所以您忍受了十字架。We
would say, thank you, Lord, for loving us that much.
所以我们会说呢，主啊，感谢您能这么爱我们。
And then each of us would say, Lord, we want to prove our love to you. We want to endure as well. We don't just want to run a short race. Lord, help us to endure. May we run the marathon for Jesus.
然后呢，我们说呢，我们要证明呢，我们也爱您。所以呢，我们就是说，我们不想仅仅只是跑这样一个短跑，我们也要为主耶稣基督去跑马拉松。
And Lord, we believe you told the story of Mephibosheth to prove that as you love Mephibosheth, so you love us. We give you thanks.
主啊，您的圣经告诉我们，就是说是您爱那个马菲巴斯，所以呢，来证明您也爱我们，我们献上感恩。So
thank you for your kindness today and your blessings, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以感谢您的慈爱，感谢您的赐福，我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.